Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Thea Malchem?
You butchered my name. Who is this?
This is Derek. We're calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask just a few questions about issues facing community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
But, Derek, can we back up just a bit? Who is sponsoring this survey?
Oregon Opinion Survey. That's
but who pays for it and what's it used for?
Well, they don't really tell us that information.
Hmm.
We just do the survey.
Yeah. You get paid per survey?
Mm-hmm. We get paid for just doing the surveys. I mean,
just doing them. Okay. If it doesn't take too long.
No, this is short.
Okay, go ahead. I may not answer the questions, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's no problem. Now, let me go ahead and ask you again. Does anyone in your family, households, work for the media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Okay. Are you 18 and older to register to vote in Oregon?
Yep.
Okay. Now, it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in May 21st primary election for Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay. Now, is your age 70?
What's that?
Is your age 70?
I'm not going to answer that.
Okay. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 meaning that you feel very warm, favorable towards them, 0 meaning that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 meaning that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. Now, if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so.
Mm-hmm. All
the first one is Jamie McLeod Skinner.
50.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the next one is Janelle Bynum.
50.
Okay. Now, it's still a couple of weeks away, but May 21st primary election for Congress were held today. For whom would you vote, for Jamie McLeod Skinner or Janelle Bynum?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet? Oh, even though you say you're undecided and would not vote, you have to decide which one candidate would you lean towards, Jamie McLeod Skinner or Janelle Bynum?
Neither one, because I have to do some research on them.
Okay, no problem. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Janelle Bynum?
Just been seeing some television ads.
Some ads?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what you read or see or hear about her, Janelle Bynum, make you more or less likely to support her for Congress?
Probably more likely.
More?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Now, and what makes you more likely to support Janelle Bynum for Congress from what you have heard or seen or heard in your own words?
Because of her support of women's issues.
Okay, thank you. Now, the last question for statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some graduate school.
Graduate? Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married,
okay. Do you have any children 18 of age or younger living in your household?
No,
okay. Now, thinking about the approach to political issues, would you describe yourself very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Wait, this is in relation to what?
Thinking about the approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, or somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would say very liberal.
Okay. Now, would you describe the area you live in, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
All right. This concludes our service. Thank you very much for participating, and have yourself a good night.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.